Moving on to the third story in the top five, tensions are mounting between the Iraqi government and the Kurdistan regional governments. Baghdad says the Kurdish forces have taken over two oil fields in the north of the country. The Iraqi oil ministry says that Kurdish Peshmerga troops have seized two key oil wells in the oil-rich hub of Kirkuk and nearby Bey Hassan district. The oil ministry has condemned Kurdish troops for the seizure, which took place on Friday morning. The accusations and counter-accusations have been flying between Baghdad and Erbil in recent weeks. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said that the Kurdistan region has become a safe haven for the Tekfiri and Ba'athist militants fighting Baghdad. In response, Foreign Minister Osher Zebari said that Kurdish members of the Iraqi government have suspended their participation in the cabinet. From Erbil, our correspondent Altaf Ahmad joins us right now to tell us more about this. Altaf Ahmad, it seems like as days go by, this friction keeps increasing. And now, of course, the news of the Kurdistan Regional Government, KRG, taking over two oil fields. Tell us more about that.
Well, as you said, a tit-for-tat action going on here between Baghdad and Erbil. We just heard that Peshmerga forces have actually moved into the Bey Hassan and the Kirkuk oil fields, which are in north of the country, at dawn on Friday. And it seems that Baghdad is actually infuriated with this issue. Now, the Bey Hassan and the Kirkuk oil fields are actually very strategic for Kurdistan, especially at this moment. The Bey Hassan oil field is known to produce some 195,000 barrels of oil per day. And the Kirkuk oil field and Kirkuk as a whole, we know that Kurdistan is trying to seize control over Kirkuk and has actually said that it will be holding a referendum to ask the Kurdish people if they do want Kirkuk, which the Kurds consider to be their historical capital, if they want it to be joined to Kurdistan's formal borders. Now, this issue comes after last night we heard from Kurdish officials here in Erbil that Baghdad has slapped a ban on cargo flights which were supposed to be landing at Erbil's International Airport and Sulaymaniyah Airport. So it seems as though the Kurdish are having this sort of tit-for-tat provocation sort of thing. But at the same time, when you look at it, you find that Kurdistan is further going through with its aspirations for independence and so on. We heard the other day about the referendum that Mr. Barzani had called for, asking the Kurdish people to ask the Kurdish people in the months to come if they want Kurdistan to be an independent state. But to be able to do that, they need to finance themselves. And at a time when we know that for several months now, Baghdad has cut off Erbil from all running expenses, running governmental expenses, we know that the Kurds are trying to get their hands on some oil to ensure that if they do achieve their ultimate aspiration of independence, they need something or resources to finance this independence.
Before I let you go, Altaf, is there any sign that there's going to be any type of relationship reestablished between the KRG and the central government of Baghdad? Because at this point, it seems like it's, if it hasn't already, crossed the line where it's a point of no return, that the Kurdistan Regional Government is going ahead. They're going to have a referendum. They've pulled their ministers out of the cabinet, which obviously puts into doubt whether there's going to be the formation of a government by Maliki. But any signs there that there's going to be a reestablishment of ties?
Well, it doesn't seem that Kurdistan is trying to mend fences. Rather, they have gone so far in burning bridges as Baghdad has accused them to. There's something that we need to focus on here, or to just mention that according to the oil ministry in Baghdad, the Kurds have actually expelled Arab workers who work in the oil fields of Bey Hassan and Kirkuk. So this issue in particular has a lot of significance, especially as we've been hearing a lot of reports that Peshmerga forces and the Kurdish government as a whole has actually been acting in a quite discriminatory manner with Arabs and Turkmen coming from, especially refugees coming from Mosul, from Tal Afar and everything. So this brings to mind the statement that was echoed by Mr. Amir Hussein Abdullahian, Iran's foreign ministry official, who said that the call for independent Kurdistan is a call for strife. It seems that Kurdistan is further acting in discrimination with other components of the Iraqi cultural fabric. And another thing that we should mention is that according to the presidential office, to Barzani's presidential office, he just had a call the other day from Joe Biden. Now, we know Joe Biden is very infamous for one particular thing back in 2006. He is considered to be the mastermind behind the plan to federalize Iraq. And he is the person who, in one of his interviews, has said, while other politicians and senators have tactics for Iraq, I have a plan. And that being giving the components, the Kurds, the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Christians in Iraq, all a chance to rule at the same time. So the fact that now he's communicating with Barzani is a quite a very dangerous development, I believe.
Thank you very much. Altaf Ahmed, that's our correspondent there, talking to us from Erbil.